Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Raging Lady Boner. I am Jessica. Tonight I am joined by a very good friend of mine. She's funny. She's gorgeous. She runs a comedy showcase called Hand Up Stand Up that partners with Atlanta venues to support Atlanta nonprofits. My friend, Haley Montgomery. Hi, Haley.
Hey. Hey.
Welcome. I'm so glad you made it after your car trouble.
Yes. I'm glad I made it too, man. Thank you.
Of course. Yeah. No, I'm sorry that happened, but you know how, and plus Atlanta traffic doesn't help too, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's bad.
I don't know if you're still living like downtown, but like I tried to go past Piedmont Park a few hours ago and it was real bad. So
yeah, I'm right in Midtown off of Ponce and like right by Piedmont Park. And so yeah, traffic's always trash.
Yeah, that makes sense. So you and I met, gosh, like 2 or 3 years ago now on a beach trip. It was so fun. It was organized by our friend Katie. We didn't know each other. And we met and like spent the whole week talking about like what we would do for fat people in the fashion world.
Yes.
And the fitness industry. And we even had this like amazing little like beach photo shoot that I've like never done before or after, honestly. It was so fun.
Yes.
And I left that week just feeling like I really needed to like find more opportunities to find the joy in my being fat and like the joy in like having the body that I do. And I realized I don't have a lot of, one at the time, I didn't have a lot of fat friends at all. And I needed to work on building that. So I guess I just want to know from you, like, and we'll discuss it about mine too, but like, what are the ways that you try and find your like fat joy? Because you are this like beautiful person who takes beautiful pictures and I like just, you know, I would love to have the like confidence that you have and like, I don't know, just like being yourself. So how do you embrace your joy being in like a thick plus size, like fat body?
I think that you just gotta, you know, you gotta tell yourself at the end of the day, you know, food is better than friends. And you just gotta roll with it. no pun intended. But I loved that photo shoot we had. We literally had pizza on the beach and we're like, let's take some photos.
Was the
Let's
best
go lay in the water.
I'm sure people were like, who are these people? We're like 30 something. I was like 30 at the time and like in our like little two pieces or you and like just it was so fun, honestly. Like
it was amazing.
Had like no self-consciousness about it because I had someone there with me who I knew like didn't think those terrible things about me, and I loved it.
Oh my gosh, I had so much sand in my cooter. I loved every minute of it. I remember Katie was like, I'm going inside. Like
she was like, I'm done with this.
Yeah, she was like, I can't handle y'all. But no, it's so much fun. I just think, you know, even if you feel like you're comparing yourself to other people, or you just got to think about it like someone somewhere would be so happy to be in my position and to look like me and to really think about like, this is me and I am wonderfully, beautifully made. And I honestly, you only live once and you better just enjoy it. And someone, let's be real, someone's like, you the bomb, you know?
Right.
You're gorgeous. I have never felt like guys were like, you know, there's always a guy who's like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, like hot guys too. Like,
yeah. Oh my gosh, I'm not like talking bottle of the barrel. I mean, yeah. Yeah. I mean, even at a bar, I was just like, what, me? I don't know. I felt like I dealt with a lot of that. And then in high school and now after college and stuff, I've just been like, this is me. And I'm going to enjoy it. Have fun with it.
I think like personally, I spent so much time like, in the mindset of like, okay, well, like once I'm skinny, then I can do the things that I want to do. Like once I lose 50 pounds or 100 pounds, like then I can wear the clothes that I want to wear. Then I can buy the bathing suits that I want to buy. And that was literally up until I was like 30 years old that I was like doing crash diets. Like I was doing keto and like losing 50 pounds and then gaining back like 75 and like really fucking up my metabolism really. And just like, it was such a terrible mindset to be in because like, it's, you never get to just like live and like be in the present. You're constantly either in the past thinking about like how I used to look when I was younger or like thinking of the future whenever I like have attained this goal that like, let's be real, like probably isn't attainable long term.
I've accepted that for me.
And it just like was really bad for my mental health because I just like didn't just get to be happy as the person that I was.
Well, sure. Totally. I can relate to that a lot because there was literally a moment and I had a conversation with this girl where I was like, man, she is not freed up in her mind. She was afraid to wear bathing suit in front of people, period, which I get that. And I was there for a long time. And I honestly just had this moment where I was like, I'm going to feel comfortable in whatever I'm wearing. And I came out a butterball. I'm going to die a butterball. Even when I was at my skinniest, I was not under 200. I mean, I might have been 9. But like, I mean, for real, at the end of the day, you're like, I want to be freed up in every way possible. I want to live the freest, most empowered life I can. And that starts in your mind. And I think it starts with your self-talk and just telling yourself like,
yeah,
I think I look great. Hey, absolutely. I'm going out like this. I wore a shirt last night that had two holes on it that I've had since like high school. And I was like rocking it. And everyone kept pointing out that it had holes. And I was like, yeah, like, that's what I'm wearing tonight. I feel great. So,
oh my gosh. I love that so much. Yeah, I think like not even just fat girls who deal with the whole like not wanting to wear like bathing suits and stuff. And I'm just like, man, first of all, what I have had to come to realize is like 99% of people like do not give a shit about what you look like. Like they care more about what they think you think they about. Look like. And at the same time, like you're wondering the same shit. And it's like, we all just like only give a shit about what other people think, and no one gives a shit, literally. Yeah, and if they give a shit, it's like all based on their own insecurities. It's insane.
It's projecting 100% in my mind. I'm like, oh, they're just projecting their insecurities on me.
Yeah.
And like, but honestly, I think we make everything look sexier. You know, I put a one piece bathing suit on, and these girls, I'm like, I can't control them.
They like really fill it out.
Oh my butt, same thing. I don't know what it's doing, but I feel it getting sunburned. So like, I don't know, you just roll with it.
Yeah, I got a swimsuit from like Shein a couple months ago and it's dinosaurs. And I'm like, this is legitimately something that like a 5-year-old would wear, but I make it look great. I fill it out very well. So
I love it. I love it. I once found a bra and I was like, this bra looks so great on me. Can I put swimming material over it?
Yes. Everything you can literally do anything you want to.
And plus size clothes, like you and I were talking about this at the beach, because like we have such limited options. And then what we do have is so constrained. Like the Torrid bathing suits, they're such thick wiring, so bulky. I'm so like, why can't I have like a nice string top, like cute something with some high waisted bottoms? Like no one has that. Target fails. Like, you know, our options are so much smaller compared to everyone else.
And you can't find them in the same places that you find straight size clothing. And that's like my biggest thing is I'm like, I can find so much cute shit at Target. And I'm like, just make this in a bigger size.
And I'll spend more. I'll pay
I'll more. Give you $5 more for it for the extra material.
That's why you and I were like, we're going to start making our own clothes. I'm going to start, I'm going to hire a seamstress. I'm going to hire a team of them. We're just going to be like, what size you need, bring extra fabric.
Right. I like look at Target because they have like they have all those different brands, and then they have Ava and Viv, which is their like plus size line. That shit, like you can find a couple of good things from occasionally, but it's like the most like colorless, shapeless shit I've ever seen in my life. And I'm like, is this what you guys think fat people dress like all the time? We're not a monolith. I'm sure some people like love that clothing and they love they feel and that's great. I hope they feel comfortable in it. But, like, I want you to just make Universal Thread, which Universal Thread actually is available in plus size, but like just make cute shit in bigger sizes.
Yes. So, yes. Or, you know, make the same stuff in bigger sizes because everywhere you go, I feel like they expect plus size people to look like middle-aged women who work in HR and we're just like, you know, give me something loose. And even the extra fabric looks bulky. I'm like, you don't need all this extra stuff. Like, right. I'd rather squeeze into something than feel like I'm in a tent. Like, can we not just figure it out, people? Like, who's making this stuff? Are they wearing
not that
stuff?
People, apparently.
Apparently, they don't know. I don't know. Yeah. But.
Yeah. But, like, clothing has been a big way that I have, like, embraced joy. Because once I accepted that, like, this is my body and it's how mm-hmm. it's going to be, it gave me the chance to like buy things that I actually enjoy wearing and not 100%. Just like the jeans that don't fit me from 2 years ago and some baggy mm-hmm. t-shirts. You know, let's be mm-hmm. honest, that's usually what I wear these days. But like when I want to look good, I have stuff that I like will put on and it will make me feel good about myself. And it's not two sizes too small. It's not one of those like goal dresses where I'm like, I'm going to buy this and hope that I can fit into it. Like,
ew.
It's awful.
A couple years ago, I feel like I emptied my closet of all of that. I was like, oh, what? One day? Forget this. Like, I don't need this. But I do feel like when your clothes fit, you just feel good. And that's a normal thing. And the fact that we're in 2021 and people still, like, are not empowered to feel like, I mean, I feel like when Lizzo came on the scene, I really do think things changed for a lot of us.
Definitely.
Like, Forever 21 really pumped up, like, bringing, you know, plus size stuff out. And so did H&M, who they never did before, and Zara. And, like, just, like, when you go to the mall, all these places didn't have it. And now all of a sudden they're like, oh, we can make money off of this. I'm like, you should have known this forever ago.
Right.
But
and I even love like that, like Rihanna with her like, is it her like Savage by Fenty line? I hope I said that wrong. I haven't bought anything, but I have so many things in my cart that I'm like, I need to buy this because she just like made it normal to like include plus size people and diversity. And it wasn't this like big deal. It was like, no, we're gonna put out a line and it's gonna have everything that you need up front.
right. And they didn't make it like, I don't know, like almost shaming. Like sometimes they'll be like, we have plus sizes now. And you'll feel like, oh,
like as an afterthought.
as opposed to like, we've been thinking about this and planning and we're so excited and here's our line. And it's going to be awesome. So yeah, I think she's doing a great job.
Even for the, like the plus size guys too, which I know is like hard. So that like, I think it's probably even harder for plus size guys to find stuff. So that was,
yeah, those big and tall stores. Like it's hard to find like high, not even high end, but just like stuff that you're like, you know, when I go out with my friends, they all look polished and like, they didn't have to spend a fortune to look that way. But for us to really look like, you know, not that we fit in with them, but to feel like, oh, this is quality material. This is quality. Right. Like, you know, Torrid, I got one of their jumpers. You know, you spend $85 on it. I washed it once and it had holes here.
Yes.
Like five holes. And I was like, $85 and you sent me home with trash. And literally I called them and I was like, can I return this? And they were like, oh, yeah, that happens all the time. I was like, cool. Then fix it, guys.
I don't want to have to return it. I want to be able to keep using it. Thank you.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Absolutely.
I feel like that like goes back to that idea that you had told me you had about like fashion for plus size people, because like we do, I mean, I know this for me and for like other friends that I have who like have to buy clothing and get it tailored to fit them, which like is fair. Not every dress or shirt or pants are made for like everybody. And like tailoring is normal, but you had an idea that I thought was really cool.
Oh my gosh. I still really would love to do this. My friend, she's a seamstress and she and I have been getting together and I was like, I want a shirt that's made like this. So she and I just went online and bought a bunch of fabric and she was making it. And then every time I wear it out, I have plus size girls be like, where did you get that? That looks perfect on you. It doesn't hug you in this spot. Like, where'd you get that? And I was like, I'm just going to start selling it. Or like, hey, you bring the material, we have these layouts and like fit it to your body, which I'm like, why aren't we doing that yet? Because people are willing to spend big bucks to have something that looks good on them.
Right.
And for us, that's so hard to find. Even, yeah, so someone who works specifically with a seamstress and could, like when I worked at David's Bridal, they had seamstress back there. So they were like, oh, this isn't fitting your body well. We're going to put a corset back here. Oh, we're going to do this. Oh, we're going to, this isn't right for your shoulder. We're going to twist it like this. Like someone who knows what they're doing, like, and makes it available and makes it fairly affordable, still on the more expensive side. But I'm like, you'd have a huge market.
Absolutely.
I want someone to run this idea because I can't financially. I'm running two other businesses.
Right.
But I mean, if anyone's down, you can take that idea.
Yeah, just take my idea.
I will spend $200 on a dress that fits me, like in a, not even think about it, because I know that that one dress is gonna, I could, you know, wear it anywhere. Mm-hmm. Whereas everything else I have, I'm like, oh, I washed it once, probably doesn't fit anymore, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So
I like love the idea of making one of those, like, what do they call them? Like a capsule wardrobe where you like don't have as many clothes. But like that is just not something that's like really available for fat people.
Yeah.
Like it's good, well-made clothes either. That also like aren't going to cost you like your whole savings account to like put it together. Like fast fashion, like people get on people for like using fast fashion, but like a lot of times that's all we have available to us, especially if you like don't have, you know, the money to drop on, you know, really expensive, clothing or the ability to like go somewhere and get tailored to your body. So yeah, it would be really nice. And but I think it's changing. I hope it's going to change a little bit faster.
I hope so too. I hope that it's better quality, and I hope that like people, you know, just empower plus size people, empower thick women, because I still can't find a pair of jeans that fit like great. Mm-hmm. I was in high school when I bought my first pair of apple bottom jeans, and they had the apples on the bottom, like the apple shape.
Oh,
like
okay.
Full on apple shape. And people in the hallways would be like, boots with the fur, and I didn't know what they were talking about at all. But people made fun of me for my apple bottoms all the time, and I was just like, these are the only pants that really fit me. Okay, I don't know where you're shopping, but Macy's helping me out. Like,
right.
So yeah, it's just a weird culture. We have such a weird idea about women's bodies. Everyone has an opinion about us. Everyone.
Truly. I'm like trying to embrace my like belly right now because I have one, and it's like hard to dress them, but also like I feel like people are so weird about them. I bought these like amazing like leopard print flowy pants from Torrid, and they're so comfy and they look amazing, but like they kind of hug my belly, and I wore them out, and like, I'm not unused to, like, people staring at me, but the amount of looks I got from people, like, looking at me because my stomach was, like, not showing, but, like, my pants, like, didn't just, like, cover it up or hide it was insane. I was like, y'all, like, have you never seen a fat person before who dressed, like, and didn't cover up? It just was crazy to me. I was, like, very self-conscious, but trying not to be.
Yeah. This past week, in fact, I bought a new pair of black cut-off, like, shorts because it's been so hot. Mm-hmm. And then I had to go to LA Fitness because I was going to cancel my membership, because when you go there, no one's wearing a mask. You know who's not worried about COVID? LA Fitness.
Which LA Fitness? Like, the Ansley?
The one over here by Georgia Tech.
Oh, I've never been to that one before.
Oh, that was my usual spot. But I went there in my cutoff shorts, and like I went in and the guy was like, hey, can I help you? And I was like, oh yeah, I actually need to cancel my membership. And he was like, I figured. Just like put it in. And I was like, you figured. Listen. it was funny though. I was like, I'm still prettier than you. But no, just kidding.
No, you probably were though.
But I was just like, damn, that's some shade if I've ever heard any. But it's all right. It's just like, the life.
That was one of my things I wrote down as like ways I embrace it now, was like finding ways to move my body that don't like make me want to feel skinnier. For me, like this year or last year, I like found this amazing coach, my coach, Becky Holcomb. She's like a national record power lifter. She holds like the American record in deadlifting.
Sorry, you froze on me for a minute.
Okay. Can you see me now?
Okay. Oh, really?
No, I can see you.
Yes.
I can see you.
Sorry,
now.
Continue.
Oh, you're fine.
Deadlifting.
Yes. And she's a plus size woman. And also she was like pregnant at the time when we started working together. And finding someone who wasn't like, no, do cardio, no, lose weight. Like, and powerlifting, they don't really encourage you. Well, sometimes they do. But like, it's just not a thing to like make people want to be skinnier, because you sometimes like you need the weight to be able to like lift more. And it like changed my whole mental attitudes towards going to the gym. I've been going to the gym regularly for almost a whole year now, which has never happened in my entire life.
Amazing.
Because I don't go being like, okay, I'm gonna go and like get my like, you know, kill some calories to make up for all that food I ate today. Like, no, I go because it feels good to like deadlift 200 pounds and know that I'm getting stronger every week.
Yes.
And not have a coach who I know is just like, one, trying to sell me on some bullshit diet, and two, is just like, no, cardio, do cardio, you need to lose weight so you can be a better athlete. Like, it's wild.
that's crazy. No, well, I'm proud of you for doing that. That's a huge thing. I'm not consistent with mostly anything, and I would start diets and then forget that I was on a diet and
right.
Like midway eating a sandwich and be like, wait a minute, I said I was going to have bro. Like, I don't know, whatever.
I don't even do that though. I probably should be better, but I just kind of eat whatever I want. And then I go in and I'm like, let's do some lifting because
yeah,
it's well, we're in a fucking pandemic. I can do what I want.
Yes. Do what you want. Honestly,
I don't know what my excuse is going to be once we're not in a pandemic, but that's my excuse right now.
Honestly, even the excuse, the idea of having like, and I'm so guilty of it. The idea of having an excuse, like even when I'm like, I have a roommate and whenever I eat in front of her, I notice that I would like justify for like certain things like that I was eating or doing at certain times
right.
or stuff like that. Like I'm a binge eater. Like I won't eat breakfast or lunch and then I will make the biggest bowl of pasta or cereal and just
right.
like nom, 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 nom. And I was like, oh, I didn't eat anything else today. And I felt like, oh, I'm justifying for it. When at the end of the day, she doesn't care. Like,
she doesn't give a shit.
And even guys that I've been on dates with, like I've been on several dates where like I was like, did you eat? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, perfect. Well, I didn't. So I'm about to order food. So I've been on a date where literally I'm the only one eating at the table. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, this is me.
Right. Just own it. Just accept it.
Not justifying, not allowing space for them to have an opinion about me and what I do with my body, because
right.
I take care of myself. I know that like I see a doctor every, you know, month, every 6 months, and like just make sure I get my blood checked, make sure I'm like safe and healthy and like doing the deal. And then I'm just screw the world and anyone who has opinion about this, like get off of me.
It was like the eating the pizza on the beach thing. I feel like
amazing.
It was like what
amazing day.
Like, it was an amazing day. It was a weird combination because I'm like sand and pizza like doesn't really make sense, but it was delicious.
You gotta eat it fast.
You do
oh, out of the wind. You're just like block me. Yeah, that was so good.
But like I feel like in my head, I was like, oh, like people wouldn't normally do this because of like what you would think other people would think about you for eating pizza. But like, why do we give a shit? Like,
I think people are jealous. I think everyone who looked at us on the beach was jealous because we were having a great freaking day. And I just want to say those pictures proved it because
truly.
So, I mean, screw anyone else. Whatever. Whatever. So yeah. Many opinions. I can't even keep up. I'm like,
right.
I can't.
But yeah, like wondering what other people think about you eating stuff was like a big thing too. It was like, like we go out with the group and it's like, okay, well, are you guys going to order food? I don't know. Are you guys going to order food? I'll be like, yes. Like definitely. I'm getting some mozzarella sticks. Like I'm hungry.
Yeah. I am an appetizer person. Like I don't know the last time I went out somewhere and didn't have an app. Like, I budget for appetizers. I'm like, we're going to drink and an appetizer. It's happening. And sometimes, like, if I feel like people are unsure about if they want to do it, I'll just do it for the table. I'm just like, let's
right.
you want this? And they're like, I'm like, we're doing it.
Right. So you just need some, like, you guys just need some encouragement is really what's happening.
Yeah. And it just, you know, it gives you more options than your taste buds. It's delicious.
Exactly. No, I love it.
I love you. We should go to the beach again. I don't know what we're doing.
I know.
I'm in my bedroom. I'm like, I've been here too long.
Well, I got my first shot this week. I was
congratulations.
I'm going to use that BMI to my benefit.
Heck yeah.
The first chance it's done like something good for me. So I'm doing it. So.
Amazing. Yeah. No, I need to get scheduled. I'm so afraid of needles. I need to.
The needle that they used for me was like so tiny, and I honestly didn't even feel it whenever they did it. So I think you'll be fine. It's not like a big honking one.
I always ask for the butterfly needle. I'm like, do you have any butterflies in there? They're like, are you 12?
Like, okay, you're one of those.
Are more expensive. Yeah, they hate me, but I'm like, please.
They might have these things. They're called buzzies. They're these little like bees that vibrate really intensely. And if you put it like next to where you're going to give you a shot, you can't feel it because like your arm can't differentiate between the buzzing and the feeling of like puncturing. Uh-huh. Maybe you just buy yourself one of those. Like change
your
life. It's
called a buzzy?
Yeah.
I might. You just use a vibrator.
I mean, honestly, that's kind of what it is.
I brought
my Hitachi.
I'm just gonna put it here. I heard it works. All right, put it in.
Get this done.
Honestly, that's amazing. I hope someone does that. Actually, maybe I will do that. Maybe I'm gonna test it out.
You're gonna do it for the bit.
Yeah. I'll just be waiting in line. Like, anyone else tried this? You wanna try?
Right.
This is a new one.
How's COVID been on like the comedy world? I have friends who do comedy. This is not related to the topic at all, but I'm curious.
Yeah. I mean, it really slowed us down. I don't want to say it shut us down because last year we were doing shows just because our venues and our nonprofits were both like, hey, we would love some help.
Right.
And even this year we really had to like put a boundary there and say like, hey, we're not going to do shows for the time being just because we want to be careful and mindful of what's going on in the world. And we also wait for some of those vaccines, but shows are still happening, but not everything's back up and running. But, you know, it's been weird because we would see comics, you know, 4 or 5 times a week, just at shows and mics and doing all different kinds of stuff. And then we stopped seeing, I saw my flatmate was on a show yesterday and I saw people I hadn't seen in a year and I was just like, oh my gosh, remember when we used to see each other like every night out?
Yeah.
It's like, but it's slowly coming back. Now it's getting warmer. The outdoor shows will be coming back. And I mean, it's been such a change in personalities too. All the extroverts are like, where have we been? You know, introverts are like, where have we been? I've been inside.
Even the introverts at this point are like, please get me out of my house.
Yeah. I really think that when shots are readily more available and stuff like that, that it's going to be party time. I really think that. Like, still masks, still social distancing, but we're going to find a new way to party, you know?
Yeah.
Because people are just ready. They
need
something
to celebrate.
Well,
even that show that you did, where did you, there's like
Brewery
hopping tour.
Yes, we did a mini festival over on the west side at a couple of breweries at Bold Monk and Steady Hand Brewery, which are two of our partners. And it was such a fun show. Thank you for coming.
Oh my gosh. It was, I didn't know what to expect because it was like a Sunday morning at a brewery.
Yeah.
I was like, what? But I got there and there was like people talking about pussies and people talking about, then like right in the middle of the raunchy stuff was Andrew Stanley, the son of Andy Stanley.
The son of Andrew Stanley.
He like went right after this woman who like her whole bit was about pussies. And I was like, this is going to be amazing. But honestly, he's so adorable and so funny. And I was like, he actually really like pulled it out. I was proud of him.
He pulled it out of his pussy. Let's be real.
Yeah, exactly.
Honestly, that's the way comedy is. You gotta roll with it. If you can't laugh, you probably shouldn't be doing it.
And I think it just speaks to like the ways the different ways a comedy can be between like really raunchy and also like a clean cut act like his.
Yeah.
And like everyone's still just like dying laughing at it. It doesn't like, it doesn't have to be one way or the other. Like people can find joy and laughter in like so many different forms of comedy. And I love it so much.
Yes.
Even when you talk about cheese all the time. I love your cheese bits.
I know. I need to talk about something new. I've been having people, like, since I've been doing that whole cheese bit, I've had people come up to me and they're like, oh, do you know about Havarti? And I'm like, no, I don't know about cheese. I just like to eat cheese. Like, I don't want to be quizzed on cheese. Right. Like, I don't know about it. So
you're like, yeah. I don't actually know about cheese. I just say, give me one of everything.
Yeah. I'm like, put it, on a platter and I put some honey with it and some crackers and I'm a content little girl. But yeah, no, I need to write about, I'm actually writing a new 10 right now. So I don't just have cheese. I just have a bunch of one-liners with cheese. So that's my goal. Yeah. This has been like writing time during the pandemic. It's been like, I need to be creative. I did a sitcom writing class. I like taken these classes where I'm like, I need to flesh out this creative stuff. Cause when we come back, I feel like places are hungry for new material. I'm like, I want to write a Christmas, what I would consider a Christmas show or Christmas movie for Netflix. That's been one of my goals because I'm like coming out of this, people are going to want, you know, all the creatives have been inside crafting and making, and I believe it'll be like the Renaissance. Like we'll just come back and be like more creative than ever. And hopefully music and movies and shows will be better than ever. So I'm like, I want to be on the front end of that. So
yeah, that's so exciting. I love how you're like the opposite of everyone, because we all were like, we're going to be so productive, and we were not productive at all. We like just sat on our couch and like depression ate like nachos every day, and you're like, no, that. Man, I'm like I building 10 new different fucking ideas.
I'm trying to keep my mind is always active because I take my Vyvanse, but I really try to like calm it down and focus and flesh it out, or I can't sleep at night. Like if I have an idea, I have to like talk texted to myself and then like go to bed.
Yeah,
just stupid ideas that I'm like, actually this would be really funny in sitcom, this would be really funny in like you know this setting. So
does it just like spin in your head until you like get it out basically?
And once you get the premise out or the idea out, then it's like rewording it 100 times. Like, oh, if I took out this word, then it sounds better like this. Oh no, if I did it from her point of view or from his point of view. Like, I love creative writing. That's why I like comedy. It's just like, it's a creative writing process and it allows you to build this whole thing that's like, you know, just silly and fun and gets a genuine response from people. I think that's the coolest thing, just with your words. To have a genuine response, of outward response. I'm like, that's so cool.
Yeah, no, I love that so much. I love that you're doing comedy. I met you after you started doing it, but like, I'm just like, I could not think of a more perfect person to like be on stage and like tell awesome jokes. And I just love you.
Thank you. I love you too. Oh, this is great. You're doing great things. We still need to do a show. We need to do a show at the pool.
A fat pool party. I want this for forever. Vaccinated people only at the pool.
Yes. Yes. Or we're going to test you on site.
Exactly.
Yes. That sounds amazing. Oh my gosh.
Oh, man. Well, tell people where they can find you.
You can find me on Instagram at @HandUpStandUp or at Haley, HAYLIE comedy. And then you can also look at our upcoming shows at handup-standup.com. Check us out. Come out, support our venues, our nonprofits. Please come hang out with us. It'll be awesome.
Yes. Amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That Haley is super funny. And I agree. I've seen her several times and she's amazing. And then I am Jessica. You can find me at RagingLadyBoner.com.
Thank you.
RagingLadyBoner or Facebook.com/RagingLadyBonerPodcast. We will live stream from here. Don't know when, don't know what days, don't know what times. It just happens when it happens. So join us. Drink with us. We had lots of fun.
Amazing.
Right, bye, everyone.
Bye. Thank you again.
Yeah, thank you.